As international travel ground to a halt earlier this year, thousands of farmers and growers were left hanging without access to their usual seasonal workforce coming in from overseas. 2 weeks ago, the federal government agreed to let 200 workers from Vanuatu into the Northern Territory under the seasonal worker program to harvest mangoes. But the rest of the industry says more needs to be done. It comes as unions call for the working holiday maker visa to be abolished because of what they say is widespread exploitation in the horticulture sector. Tony Maher is the president of the National Farmers Federation and our guest tonight. Tony, welcome.
Good evening, Patricia.
So just what is the state of the industry right now in relation to workers coming in and work on the ground?
Well, it's a pretty precarious situation. Labour has always been a bit of a challenge for the agriculture sector. And of course, with borders being closed and in fact, state borders being closed increasingly, it's exacerbated. And farmers are concerned. They've always sort of been, you know, challenged to find workers to come onto farm and particularly, you know, seasonal work and in rural and remote locations. It's difficult to get people on farm. And that's where, you know, working holiday makers or seasonal workers have come in from Pacific countries and helped out. So we've always been a bit of a challenge, but right now it is really precarious. And particularly as we get into harvest season for like, you know, winter croppings, harvest sort of October, November, December, January, and also summer fruits, things like mangoes and cherries and, you know, avocados, these sorts of things where really the labour requirements are quite intense for what can be a short period of time.
How much of a hit has the industry taken where, you know, in terms of the numbers itself, how much has it actually, you know, hit the industry?
Well, in terms of the COVID, the impact on agriculture, it's, you know, I'm really hesitant to say that agriculture has, by and large, not been as damaged or disadvantaged as much as, you know, tourism, hospitality, retail sectors, those sorts of things. But there has still been significant disruption to markets. And of course, labour has been one of those areas where, you know, we've had to continue to fight for workers. So, you know, up to 100,000 or so backpackers come into this country every year, and we're missing those workers right now. So, and then, as I say, the border closures has restricted people that are in the country from moving from state to state. So, managing just at the moment, I've got to say, but as I say, as we get in towards the end of the year, the anxiety and the stresses on farmers are increasing.
There is a proposal that's yet to be put before the government about bringing 150 workers in from overseas. There's obviously huge logistical issues with that during a pandemic. How does that proposal actually work?
Well, what we're proposing is, and it is in its infancy at the moment, but it's fair to say that we're looking at all options, you know, and everything's sort of got to be on the table. So preliminary advice and you know, our project is looking at in three sectors. So agriculture, bushfire recovery, which we've got to remember that, you know, it's been such a hell of a year that there were significant bushfires early in the year, and we don't want to forget about those regions that have been impacted on that. So bushfire recovery and also childcare. So au pairs, you know, there has been and is a significant number of foreign workers that come in for a period of time and au pairs look after children all over the country. So those three areas, 100 people in each area for 3 or 6 months. So really a very much trial pilot program. The people would be drawn from countries that have very low COVID rates, tested rates, and obviously have to be stringently monitored and managed so that they would have a designated employer, they'd have to stay in a particular region for a particular time, be managed. All those sorts of things are the types of details that we're working through at the moment.
We've heard unemployment figures that have been out today. Aren't there thousands of people right here who the industry could employ?
Yes, there is, and that is a significant dilemma. As I say, this is not necessarily a new problem, but it's been exacerbated greatly by the displacement of workers across the country. Now, we would love to, as an industry, we've always been attracted to domestic workers. We'd love to get people out onto farms into rural and regional Australia to work and experience agriculture. It's proved a challenge, and it is still proving a challenge, even though those workers are displaced. It doesn't always suit people to travel, to be located in a particular period or location for what can be, you know, a sort of 8 to 12 week period. You know, not everyone's going to sort of uproot themselves and move to a remote location for 8 or 10 weeks and then have to move on. It does suit, you know, holiday makers, seasonal workers that come in particularly for those harvest seasons. But that being said, we have tried to, you know, almost act as a bit of a job matching system where farmers, you know, are screaming out for workers. People are obviously losing their jobs. So we have got on our website, farmers.org.au, there is a bit of a aggregation of work sites and websites that actually can match up workers. So we're trying. We've always tried to do that, but it's just been a real challenge.
Is it all about picking produce, or are there issues of animal welfare too?
Hopefully there isn't, but that is a risk, because if people can't get, you know, across borders to water stock, you know, it's lambing season at the moment. So, you know, if there's a significant management that's required for some livestock industries, and there could be. Obviously, that's, you know, farmers take great care and don't want that to take place. But, you know, if what we've been dealing with, for example, in the last couple of months is to make sure that the borders are open. So for livestock that are being transported from one state to another to a processing factory or centre, the last thing we want is for that truck to be held up at the border for 6 or 8 hours and the animals, you know, to be stuck on the truck. Luckily, there hasn't been many instances of that, but there are, as you'd imagine, a whole range of ramifications and issues that we've been able to almost successfully manage. There's been, you know, a couple of blockages and disruptions, but we've got to keep working at it and get the states to get a consistent approach.
Tony, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
That's the president of the National Farmers Federation, Tony Marr.